Good morning, this is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, October 29th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOD prices were December corn down 4¾ cents at 396¾, December wheat down 5½ cents at 603½, and January beans down 3 cents at 1051¾. Export sales this morning were really sensational for the corn, 2.24. Wheat was a strong number, 743. The beans were above expectations at 1.62, but certainly down from last week. We had new sales reported this morning, 1.43 million metric tons of corn to Mexico. That's the largest Mexican purchase I can remember in ages. We also sold 140,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. Normally, I would say with these exports, we should have been a little bit firmer. We were lower overnight. It's kind of hard to determine where we're going to open here this morning because we've got some risk off around the world. Silver's down 56 cents. Gold's down $17 an ounce. Crude oil's down another $2.24 a barrel, down to $35.16 a barrel. The dollar is strong, up 38. So it's kind of a little bit of a tug of war between good exports and the world very concerned about the coronavirus out here. The stock market was up 400 points last night at one point. We're now down 16 points. Certainly not a great sign there. But, you know, overall, I just can't help but getting the feeling that the highs we made on Tuesday are going to be the highs for some time. We're now, you know, 20 cents under it in corn. We're better part of 25 under in beans. So it's going to be hard to come back from that, in my opinion. We're going to need some really bullish news. South America has had some rains. So I just don't know if we're going to be able to see these markets rally. I think the pros right now will probably be more inclined to sell rallies than to buy breaks. There was a report out today that one of the heads of the USDA said they're keeping their corn numbers the same, apparently. They're not upping it because of the strong export sales to China. They made the comment that, you know, we have to consider that there may be cancellations. I've never heard such nonsense in my life. I have no idea what that's about, but that's what he said. I don't know. I guess maybe they want to keep a lid on things out here. I don't know. But at any rate, the fundamentals seems to have changed out here, and I think this COVID threat is a bigger threat than many would like to see. So, again, I think the pros will be selling the rallies rather than buying the breaks in here for the time being. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.